Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The next 2 years, we're going to have a big debate about taxes, and we're going to have a big debate about the budget, and we're going to have a big debate about deficits. And Republicans are going to have to explain to the American people over the next 2 years how making those tax cuts for the high end permanent squares with their stated desire to start reducing deficits and debt. I think Democrats are looking at this bill, and you've already had a whole bunch of them who said this makes sense. And I think the more they look at it, the more of them are going to say this makes sense.
Let's move into get something new and exciting. Oh, wait a minute. No, not new and maybe not exciting. The tax cuts. How many times are we going to go through this? Well, I guess as many times as there are arguments between the various parties. The president's still arguing with members of his own party. That was the president just there, starting out this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown, a review of this big item this week from various television and radio talk programs. The input is solid and strong, and then we'll be looking for solid, strong input from you as well as an observer on the sidelines, 800-510-8255. Anyway, the president's plan to extend tax cuts for all Americans ran into trouble when some of the Dems questioned his reasoning. And also, investors dumped U.S. Treasury bonds on the fear that low taxes will dig a deeper hole into the budget deficit. Analysts believe Congress is going to probably approve the deal. Obama faces a rift with some of his party who think he was just too quick to compromise with those bad Republicans. Obama said the deal would give a much-needed boost to the economy, which is still struggling, as we all know. The recession goes on. From ABC, George Stephanopoulos, speaking with White House advisor David Axelrod. Axelrod says that even though there is anger among some, the Democrats will work to put this deal in place.
We've got a lot of unhappy Democrats in the House right now. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has not committed to trying to pass this deal. Can you pass it over the opposition of the Speaker of the House, and if Democrats aren't going to sign on?
First of all, let's see how this plays out, George. You're right, there are people that are unhappy. That always happens with a compromise, and there are things in this that we distinctly don't like. But I'll tell you who will be unhappy most of all is the American people if they wake up on January 1st with a typical family with a $3,000 tax increase because we couldn't come to closure on this issue here. And I think when people focus on that and on the impact this package will have on the economy, the positive impact, you saw yesterday all the economists upgrading their estimates for next year based on this tax package and the jobs that it would generate, I think people will come around on this and we'll get this done.
The provision that seems to be drawing the most fire is this provision to reinstate the estate tax, but at much higher income levels, a $10 million exemption. It's only going to affect the top one quarter of 1% of Americans. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said this is a bridge too far. It ends any kind of symmetry between the two sides. Is the White House open to renegotiating this part of the deal?
Well, look, first of all, understand that we find that objectionable as well. When those provisions expire, we'll have a big debate in this country, and we intend to win that debate. But we're not going to play Russian roulette with the lives of the American people, with all the millions of people who are going to lose their unemployment insurance right now without this deal going forward. We ought to get this done.
So is this deal set in stone, no wiggle room at all, no more adjustments as it works its way through the House and the Senate?
Look, I think the framework of the deal is in place. Obviously, compromise means compromise. That means that each side accepts things they don't want. The Republicans essentially traded away everything in the package for tax cuts for the wealthy temporarily and this more generous treatment of estates. We don't like it. But what we got in exchange were significant tax relief for the middle class, an extension of unemployment insurance for people who have lost their jobs in this down economy.
Up next on our countdown, we follow Fox host Stuart Varney, who speaks with Congressman Tim Ryan. They are together trying to figure out whether there are enough votes to get this thing passed.
Are the votes there for this agreement as it's been spoken of? Are the votes there right now? I'm not sure they're all there. I mean, and I think there's some level of concern that, you know, the majority of the Democratic caucus in the House is not supportive of the current deal that's on the table. And so there's some concern that bringing this even to the floor without a majority of the Democratic caucus being supportive is of some concern to a lot of us.
I believe that Vice President Biden will meet with House Democrats at 4:30 p.m. this afternoon. I'm sure you'll be there. I'm sure you'll be listening to him. Is there anything that he could say which would make you and other House Democrats turn around and vote for this agreement?
You know what? I'm not sure, because there's just the facts are the facts. The deal is presented to us as it is in its current form, and a lot of us just don't like it. We just think it goes to a very fundamental issue in this country of the growing inequality, of the fact that the people who are going to benefit from these high-end tax cuts. And listen, we voted for 18 business tax cuts in the last 2 years. This is not some kind of anti-business regime here in the House.
Okay.
But what we're saying is that when you give, these are the folks who got the Wall Street bailout, their earnings went from, in the 60s, the CEOs made $24 for every dollar.
I've heard that. Now, here's what I'm hearing as of this morning. The major sticking point for House Democrats and Senate Democrats within this agreement is the estate tax. That many of you want a more vigorous bite out of large estates. Would you support a change in the agreement towards a more vigorous bite in the estate tax? If that's what I'm hearing is likely to happen, you would support that?
I certainly would support that aspect of it, but I don't know if that gets us all the way home. I still think that this tax cut for the top 1% is still, it's very fundamental when you look at what's happened over the last 30 years. I think the estate taxes, changes to that portion of the deal are very important, and it certainly would sweeten the deal for a lot of us.
If
you're still going to have that fundamental problem there.
Do you feel abandoned by the president?
Well, I mean, he's doing, I'm sure, what he thinks is best, but I think this was the time to fight. He even said in his press conference yesterday, 67% of the American people do not want this deal to go down, do not want to extend these tax cuts to people making over $250,000 a year.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
Doug Steffen here on our talk review. This thing really is something that'll shake you up if you follow it a little bit. It's kind of interesting to see these people fighting, but again, what gets done when people fight? From MSNBC, Andrea Mitchell speaks with Congressman Barney Frank, who doesn't understand why the Republicans are getting their way when the Democrats are still in power.
To the point of the president and David Axelrod this morning on the morning shows, that it might be great political theater to keep holding out, but they had no choice. Once the Senate had voted to reject what the House sent over on Saturday, that there's nothing more that they could have done, and it was holding up everything else on the agenda. Do you buy that argument from the White House?
Well, first, I haven't impugned the president's motives, and they shouldn't be talking about political theater. I care very deeply about trying to get the deficit down in a way that does not do a great deal of damage to the quality of life in America. We ought to be able to have honest differences of opinion without those kind of characterizations. And I agree some of my colleagues have been unfair to the president. Secondly, let's be clear, a majority of the Senate voted to not allow people making millions of dollars to get a reduction from what is currently scheduled under taxes, and let's throw in the estate tax where they were too soft as well. I don't think it was preordained that if we had a deadlock that they would have won it. Yeah, we tried to do it. They couldn't win theirs. The Democrats got 53 votes in the Senate, but they got 36. So the argument, well, we only got 53 votes, we can't do it. Well, they only got 36 votes. Since when did 36 have more moral authority than 53?
Well, are you going to vote for this deal if this is what ends up on the floor?
I'm sure it will end up on the floor. No, I won't vote for it. I don't feel that I should be coerced. I believe, and I certainly was honest about this in the campaign I ran, that it would do no economic damage if you had that fairly small increase, less than 10% in the income above $250,000 to the economy. By the way, I will say there's one thing I find a little bit of a silver lining here. I like the fact that it's only for 2 years, because those arguing for this reduction from what the law would currently call for have said, oh, well, you can't tax millionaires at this level during a recession. Well, 2 years from now, when this comes up again, we won't be in a recession, clearly. And I will make a prediction to you now. They'll be just as opposed to taxing in a fair way as they were today. That is, this argument about a recession is pure cover.
Let's see here. Where do we go from here as we try to find some consensus? Let's go over to the radio side. Alan Laudell from our affiliate in Wilmington speaking with Kenneth Walsh, White House reporter from U.S. News and World Report.
Do you buy it that the administration actually likes its political position, having people from the left shoot at it and looking ahead 2 years from now?
Alan, you put your finger on a very interesting dynamic here, because the liberals in Congress and around the country, a lot of activists, MoveOn.org and so on, folks who supported Obama in 2008 are very upset. And what's triggered it is this economic package that he's agreed to with essentially Republican leaders in Congress. And it would involve extending the Bush-era tax cuts, including for the wealthy. It would involve a reduction in payroll taxes and also an extension of unemployment insurance. But it's the extension of the taxes to the wealthy that's got the liberals really stirred up, because they've opposed this right from the beginning when President Bush proposed it a long time ago. So it's caused a real rift. You're hearing a lot of angst on Capitol Hill. The liberals, some of them are talking about not only opposing this or filibustering it in the Senate, but also you are hearing, as you say, Alan, this notion of a challenger from the left for President Obama in the 2012 primaries. Now, it's very early to speculate on that, but you are getting some very serious anger on the left, and that often produces a primary challenge to a Democratic president. The other part of this is that this notion of standing up to his base, and that will be designed to appeal to independents. This is what White House advisors are telling me today. Look beyond the moment. We need to appeal to our independent voters out there that we had in 2008, and we have to stand up in some way to show that we're independent of the constituency groups in the Democratic Party, including the liberals. So the White House is saying, if you look beyond the moment, this is actually smart politics, because it shows President Obama standing up to a core constituency under pressure, and that the independent voters will like this.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Go to hempusa.org, go to hempusa.org, and ask your legislator, and ask your congressman, and ask your president, why can't we grow it here? And ask those companies that love their profits and disease, why can't we grow it here? Try our powder, seeds, and oil. Try our 5-pound sampler. And get free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org. Go to hempusa.org. And call us at 908-691-2608. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
23 and change after the hour. So we're overviewing here a plan by President Obama to broadly extend tax cuts and the fact that it's moving forward on its own despite opposition from his own party is a good thing. Bond markets, as I said, worried about the damage to the economy. Harry Reid, the Democratic leader, said the chamber could begin to debate the proposal to extend the tax cuts within a day or two. It's further along than most people think, apparently. Obama and the agreement, subject to a lot of scrutiny and criticism from a lot of the Democrats. As Barney Frank said, hey, how come these guys are getting their way? We're the guys in power. Here is talk host Pat Campbell speaking with Ernest Ischuk from the Heritage Foundation, talking about what the Republicans, in fact, gave up in the deal.
Well, where do we start today? Let's start with Barack Obama. Are we finally saying that a boy? He did something good for us with these tax breaks, with the possible changes to Social Security. I'm going to be paying less next year. Is he seeing things our way?
In this corner, fighting for his comeback is Barack Obama, seeking to emulate the comeback kid, Bill Clinton. In the other corner are the House and Senate liberals who dominate the Democrat Party, and this is going to be the fight of the year, perhaps. That's what's going on. The Democrats are going wild at saying President Obama is a sellout to Republicans, and frankly, inside the White House, mm-hmm. they love it because they want to position Obama as a moderate for purposes of reelection. I mean, this is fascinating to watch, but whether he has really changed his stripes, no. It's political expediency. He knows that he can get a better deal now than he can after the Republicans take the majority in the House come January.
So what did the Republicans give up in order to get the Bush tax credits extended for an additional 2 years? They conceded to what? Give an additional 13 months of unemployment?
Which is very expensive. That's more expensive to do that than it is to, on a one-year basis anyway, to extend the lower tax rates for upper-income people. Mm-hmm. In fact, it may be more expensive than even the revenue that comes in from the estate tax. So that is huge in the cost of things because I don't need to tell you about the deficit and the issues that surround it there. Mm-hmm. So that is a big thing that's being given up. Also, now there's a mixture across party lines. on the notion of what they call a payroll tax holiday, to say that for a year, the contributions to Social Security are going to be decreased by this 2 percentage points in order to increase the amount of take-home pay in people's paychecks. Mm-hmm. Now, that's good for your take-home pay, but when you realize how insolvent Social Security is in the long run, you wonder about the price tag for this, too.
Can we afford to do that?
Really, this is not helping the deficit, although I believe the tax reductions will stimulate the economy and pay for themselves with added revenue for the federal government rather than adding to the deficit.
Yeah, that was the question I had with the Social Security, too. All right, so and none of this is a done deal yet because people still have to vote on this, right?
They have to vote for it. And people are coming out of the woodwork on the left to make it clear to their base that they believe President Obama is a sellout to Republicans. Now, you know, to people on the right, that doesn't pass the laugh test. But it's a very sincerely held belief on the left that they are being sold out by President Obama, mm-hmm. because these people are so oriented toward a big government and toward soaking anybody that is well-to-do, even though, frankly, it hurts the economy and it hurts jobs to try to have this class warfare soak the rich philosophy. But it just shows how deeply ingrained in the Democrat Party that feeling is.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Like to try a new Luden's Wild Honey Throat Drop?
Wow, this Luden's Wild Honey is delicious. Oh, I can almost see the bees now buzzing through the fields, going from flower to flower, collecting the sweet nectar, then flying back to the hive, filling it with their pure, luscious honey.
Yeah, most people just say they're good.
New Luden's Wild Honey, a luscious new way to soothe everyday throat irritation. Luden's, it still works.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Got a light, Jessica?
Nope.
But you're smoking.
I don't need a light. It's a Smoke Genie electronic cigarette.
Really?
You haven't tried them? It's just like the real thing, but better. It's so much cheaper. There's no tar and burning, and you can take just a few puffs and put it right back in your purse. You can even smoke one of these where regular cigarettes are banned.
Seriously? I'm sick of people telling me where I can and can't smoke.
I tell you, it's great. There's a bunch of them out there, but Smoke Genie is way superior in flavor, quality, shipping, and customer service.
I don't know. I've been smoking cigarettes forever. Not sure I could change.
Listen, there's a 30-day no-questions-asked money-back guarantee. You've got nothing to lose. I wish they had Smoke Genie 10 years ago. I would have saved a ton of money. And my clothes don't smell like smoke anymore.
Really? That's great.
And Smoke Genie even has next day delivery. Go to SmokeGenieCigs.com today and use the code radio for 10% off your order.
SmokeGenieCigs.com and code radio for 10% off? I'm in.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Attention shoppers, please stay in line. You must be scanned and searched before entering the mall area. Attention, you must disrobe and pass through the scanner at mall security before entering the building.
Hey, most GCN listeners know that the future of Christmas shopping may quite well be that scary. And while we're not there yet, as shoppers, we still face terrible traffic, crazy lines, and even crazier shoppers. But this year can be different. You can still opt out of the craziness and do your shopping off the grid by going to offthegridchristmas.com, where you'll find our new Christmas video featuring an amazing assortment of truly hard-to-get gifts. Gifts you simply won't find in stores. These are gifts that can help anyone on your list become better prepared for the hard times ahead. And here's the best part. Prices have been slashed until December 15th. This year, opt out of the lines. You won't get fined. You'll get great discounts on all kinds of off-the-grid gear by going to offthegridchristmas.com. Go to offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
One of the top ten this week, focusing on the president, the politics of the tax cut and the extension of unemployment, all of those things rolled into one. So we've gone around the globe, well, sort of we've gone around the globe, we've gone around the country to research what various hosts are saying about this. That's part of the deal here at the Countdown before we get to your calls at 800-510-8255. Let's tune in on Talk Host Tom Becca from our affiliate KFAB. With the tax issue in his mind.
For the life of me, I cannot understand why people think it's okay to have a tax code that punishes success. That punishes it. It just is so beyond my realm of comprehension. Why, this is the whole thing. This is what is wrong with our tax code in general. Mm-hmm. We have taxes that we expect somebody else to pay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know, whether it be the restaurant tax, whether it be the wheel tax, the property tax, whether it be taxes on cigarettes, taxes on beer, taxes on whatever, it's always, oh, somebody else will pay that tax,
mm-hmm.
and people accept that. It's like, okay, I'm not being taxed, and somebody else being taxed? Fine. They got people here making $250,000 a year or more. Oh, yes, they should be taxed more on their income just because they've got more money. No. That's like saying if you go to a restaurant that your omelet tomorrow morning should cost less because you make less than $250,000, and if you make more than $250,000, you should pay more. It doesn't work that way. It's like saying, you know, if the whatever the product is, if it's the same product, it should be the same price no matter what the type of income that person has. And so for the idea here that people rationalize the idea that it's okay to charge more taxes for the rich is just ludicrous to me. It should be a one-size-fits-all, flat tax, national sales tax, something along those lines, so that everybody pays the same. By the way, I'm talking about getting rid of all these deductions and stuff, too. I mean, you know, make it a fairer system so that everybody pays the same percentage. That's what I'm talking about. That, to me, would be the fair thing, and that's what I would like to see. I don't understand why somebody – this is a real-life situation. Back in the Reagan era, back when I was a young guy just starting out, I was in sales, doing advertising sales for a radio station. And I forget the actual amount here where the brackets change, but I'm going to say for the sake of argument, it was like way back then, it was like $35,000. And if you made more than $35,000, your tax rate went up. It was like October And I was at like $30,000 in my commission already in October. Now, I had a decision to make. Work my ass off for November and December, make more than $35,000, and end up losing money because of the taxes, or just take 2 months and coast and, you know, enjoy the time and get up to like about $34,000, right at $35,000, so I wasn't working my butt off to end up having to pay more in taxes. Now, how is that productive? It's not productive. It's not good. I should have been able to go out there, say, good, I'm having a great year. Go out there, work hard, make more money, work as much as I possibly can, make as much as I possibly could that year, and pay the same amount in taxes.
Makes sense. I'm with you, Tom. That's what makes sense. Everybody pays the same rate, and it isn't, even if the rate can be applied to different things. The tax rate on buying goods is really what I think. The sales tax is what is the most fair from my perspective. How about yours? 800-510-8255. So the president says he did not betray the Democrats by compromising with the Republicans on extending the Bush-era tax cuts. He was asked a number of things. He earned a little bit of respect from the Republicans, it would seem, if they're capable of giving him any, by urging members of his party to support the deal, saying that it would kick-start the economy. He said economists predict higher job growth this next year or two if Congress passes this agreement. Therefore, lawmakers should get it done. You know about the new tax deal, extended cuts at all income levels for a couple of years. Interesting. Democrats keep saying no, 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 no. And yet, by the president's own admission, the tax deal would help the economy and help it big time. So which all of a sudden what the jobless benefits do isn't so good? I thought we heard from Nancy Pelosi and others that it was a great thing. Extend unemployment is good for the economy. All right. So if that's who's, I guess it depends on who's saying it and what the motivation is, because, again, there's so much animosity among all of these parties. You wonder how anything gets done at all. Right. 800-510-8255. OK, here's a new wrinkle in the tax cut story. The saga continues with Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid trying to tack an online gambling legalization provision into the tax cut extension. That's it. Harry Reid trying to make a deal. His proposal complicates the tax cut extension deal and almost makes you wonder whether he put it in there on purpose to scuttle it. Progressives not liking it, worried the president's willingness to deal with Republicans is bad, more class and party warfare on both sides. The Republicans are guilty of it. The Democrats are guilty of it. So what happens over the next couple of years? Senator Orrin Hatch told a newspaper reporter that Reid was shopping the legislation, trying to get other senators to sign on to it, so it didn't look like it was just coming from him to benefit only his state of Nevada, the gambling legalization provision. Senator John Kyle of Arizona said he will block this gambling proposal from being any part of the tax deal. Republicans have pledged to hold up votes until the tax cuts are passed. And that's a good thing for those of us who don't want to see Senate 510 go any further than it has. Now, the story here is that Reid was against legalizing onshore online gambling. That's what this is. Online gambling. Onshore online gambling. But since his reelection, he's had a sudden change of heart. Casino operator MGM Resorts contributed $192,000 to his campaign. Harrah's contributed $183,000 to his campaign. There you see it, folks. Ah, proof is in the pudding. And as a matter of fact, there was these casinos donated another $375,000 to a PAC that supported Harry Reid against Ms. Engel there. Pretty much, if you look at the total numbers, I'm now looking at these numbers, you're going to fall off of your seat when you hear this. $3 million plus was spent either directly or indirectly, by gambling organizations, casino owners, to keep Harry Reid in office. $3 million. $3 million. So you wonder why this system is as corrupt as it is. There's Harry Reid, pretty much the number one corrupter, the corrupter in chief. And does it surprise you? 800, the Democrats present themselves as holier than thou, better than, and you fill in the blank. 800-510-8255. So the people who are for or against, interesting, the think tanks and what they're coming up with. Howard Simons, who is at the Bianco Research Center in Chicago, said, quote, this tax agreement is a disaster for our fiscal situation. The dollar, however, is advancing now on perceptions the tax cuts would increase economic growth here. The plan would extend individual tax cuts expiring at the end of the year. Several economists say the plan could boost growth from a half to a whole percentage point in the next year or more, cut unemployment, and lessen demand for the Federal Reserve to boost its bond purchasing stimulus program. White House advisor Larry Summers said failure to pass the plan would materially increase the chance of another recession. All right. So I'm figuring Obama's doing this because he's going to play it over the next couple of years, because they now have figured out that this sort of thing will help the economy. I have a real strong feeling the economy is going to become much better and much quicker than one thinks. All the naysayers, I think this first quarter, the next year for a lot of business is going to be quite good. And whether you hire or not depends on the government situation. If Obama has the same epiphany and understands that the government needs to not be in everybody's face, there will be a lot of modifications to the health care bill under the Republicans. You can be sure of that, because they'll just stop all of this stuff. At any rate, enough from all of us. Time for you to weigh in on the DREAM Act and the things that are part of a tax consideration, the essence of loopholes from Harry Reid's point of view, what we with politicians are facing because of the money that's been put into what legislation like this tax legislation is going to be influenced by all the money that flowed into the coffers of those who are running for office this past November. 800-510-8255 at 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Tired of replacing expensive inkjet printer cartridges? Maybe it's time to replace the printer. Switch to Kodak and stop overpaying for inkjet printer ink. Because Kodak only uses fairly priced ink, you save money without having to print less. Get $70 off a new Kodak ESP 7250 printer through December 11th at Office Max. Print and prosper with Kodak.
800-510-8255 as we now intensify our coverage of this discussion with your calls, comments, thoughts, as we get everybody wants to fight with everybody else. Obama's fighting with his own people. He doesn't want to. They seem to want to fight with him over what seems to be kind of almost negligent focus on the reality here. Let's get to Tommy, who's a Texas listener, with an explanation of his thoughts on the Dream Act.
On the Dream Act, taking a step further than just the amnesty, of course I'm concerned with the it being a gift-wrapped amnesty package, but what about other heritages coming in, like maybe Taliban or Al-Qaeda operatives infiltrating the military? I mean, this Major Hassan up in Fort Hood, you know, went nuts. He is a white terrorist, and I mean, over the years, this could absolutely infiltrate our military and destroy it from within, give away secrets to the operatives over in the Middle East, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it could really grow into a huge decay from within the military if they allow this. Secondly, can anybody remember Pravda? Wasn't that just a propaganda machine for the government in Russia back in the 70s? That's what our media is these days. They're just a Pravda. I mean, they're a propaganda, sensationalist machine that supports the liberal government. And, you know, Nikita Khrushchev said it best. We have nothing to fear from the United States. They're going to destroy themselves from within. They'll take care of their own selves.
800-510-8255. So we have some interesting realities here. And I'm sorry about that reference to the Dream Act. That wasn't what we were focused on or talking about. The president's tax proposal has a lot of good news in it for those who have a lot of money. But it also has financial advisors, an interesting sidelight to this, financial advisors scrambling to adjust their year-end tax and estate plans. What do they tell their clients? Do you have a tax advisor? If so, what has he or she told you? The Obama extension of the tax cuts for 2 years, maintenance of the top dividend and capital gains tax rates at 15%, and implementing the estate tax at 35% if you have an estate over $5 million, kind of fouls things up a little bit here. Not, well, it's a good problem to have when you get right down to it. So the Congress acts, the possibility to have advisors scratching their heads as to what to tell their clients because it hasn't been enacted yet. And if it isn't, the estate tax rises to 55% with a $1 million exemption, which is really outrageous, beyond the beyond, if you will. So if you're a tax advisor, what the heck are you telling your people? John, in Key West, Florida, welcome to the Countdown Show. Please tell us what you're thinking when it comes to all the tax stuff. Go ahead, sir.
I can't swear anything. Are you guys really a fool? I make more than $250 a year.
Are you guys?
I gladly
pay
more taxes up.
Who are you talking to?
I gladly pay more. What?
Who are you speaking to? Are you guys?
I don't know. I'm speaking to you.
Why are you speaking to me like that?
Because you're all saying, like, don't raise my taxes. Don't do this. Don't do that. Really? All right. I don't want to pay for schools. Really? I don't have no kids. Why should I pay for schools? But you all want your teachers paid.
Who's you all? What are you talking about, John? I have no.
People are a little foolish about, like, all.
Yeah, but why are you saying
taxes?
You all? This isn't you
because
all at all.
I
have not. I'm against all of this. These increases.
No, so you want to pay more taxes?
Excuse me?
You want to pay more taxes?
No, I don't. Where are you coming
why?
From? What are you listening to? You have
don't.
This completely
That's
wrong.
Saying.
That's not
you
what
should.
I said at all. How
I'm
can you
right.
hear? So I don't get how people sometimes can hear such. This.
So you do want to pay more taxes.
Jeez.
So you're right. You should.
Okay,
pay
all right.
Taxes.
See you later, John. 800-510-8255. Good God. I'm the host of a program that brings in input from lots of different hosts. That's the game here. And you're not listening, obviously, to the game. 51 past the hour.
Are you tired of police, judges, and bureaucrats using traffic tickets and other regulatory traps to trick you out of your hard-earned money? Are you sick of fraudulent bankers rigging mortgages and using the foreclosure process to steal your home? You need to visit bestfreedomtools.com. Act now to get an amazing free catalog and free DVD packed with vital information to give you the upper hand against these so-called authorities. You will learn how to overcome all traffic fines, how to stop judges in their tracks, and how to effectively combat penalty notices of all kinds without paying a penny. All the information you need to regain your health, wealth, and power is yours at bestfreedomtools.com. To get your free catalog and free DVD, call 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or visit bestfreedomtools.com now for your free catalog and free DVD. Bestfreedomtools.com, giving you the information you need today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
53 minutes after the hour now, the countdown continues as we veer off a bit to this controversy seemingly happens every year at this time, where a group of people who identify themselves as atheists, the difference between atheism and agnosticism can be debated, but we only have a few minutes here to actually cover the story from Colorado, with a couple of moments for your calls at 800-510-8255 regarding this business of get rid of the nativities. It's the same stuff every year. Let's hear this year's wrinkle.
Denver had its first nativity scene in the 1940s. Non-Christians have been trying to get it removed since the 70s. They say it is unfair in such a public place to subject people to it who don't believe in Christ. And now, instead of fighting City Hall, they're taking their message straight to pedestrians and drivers. The bright lights, the music, the symbols of the season. But not everyone feels this holiday cheer.
We're not here to be the Grinch at Christmas. That's why we're not picketing.
Instead, on Monday, a new billboard replaces this one with two others to follow. The Colorado Coalition of Reason is targeting the nativity scene outside Denver City Hall.
The billboards are going to say, stop government support of religion. Move this Denver nativity scene to a church.
The atheist group says the religious depiction of an infant Jesus, his mother Mary, and her husband Joseph is a violation of the First Amendment, which erects a separation of church and state.
It's a very, very simple message. Government support of religion is wrong. Period.
The mayor's office disagrees. It says the display is a holiday tradition in Denver, having survived numerous legal challenges over the past 40 years. Public sentiment and courts support this direction. Anyone is allowed to disagree, and the First Amendment gives them the right to do so.
It's just not fair.
Families visiting the biblical story of Jesus' birth say they understand the atheist viewpoint, but say theirs is just as important.
We want her to know about Santa, but we also want her to know about the birth of Christ, which is what Christmas is about.
This is a free country, and I think people are now taking separation of church and state too far.
Now Strauss says subjecting people to the nativity scene discriminates against people who believe differently, and he says he has asked the city of Denver if he can put up an atheist sign, and he says he's never heard back.
Wow, what a shock. 800-510-8255. I'm going to squeeze in a caller or two. Here's Taco Steve Allman,
who is an admitted atheist, with his read on this.
There's a nativity scene, obviously, out in front of the Denver City Hall, and an atheist group will now be erecting billboards to, in one way or another, question the legitimacy of putting a nativity scene out in front of the Denver City Hall. And my basic question, especially on the first day of Hanukkah, I don't know how much you guys know about Hanukkah. If you've ever read the Book of Maccabees 1 or 2, it's the craziest, most violent, nutty book ever. It's like a terrorist manual. It's absolutely crazy stuff. So for me, the story behind Hanukkah is a lot more chilling and violent and likely to upset our values than the Christmas story. Don't get me started with Easter. Easter is a dark, dark place in terms of trying to explain that to a kid. I have two little kids now, so I'm now grappling with, well, how do you explain Easter to a four-year-old? You see, there was this man, and he wanted everybody to be nicer to everybody else, and then they nailed him to wood. That's a tough sell when you're four. But Christmas to me is a little bit easier. Nice guy, born, everybody's happy, he got gifts, celebrate life. The backstory's a little crazy to me. It's a little tough to make that sell if you're married. But the basic story of the birth of the God child and the gifts and so forth, I think, is pretty inspiring. In fact, what might you do if you had $1,000 to play with and you're an atheist? To what better use could you put that $1,000 than erecting billboards to object to a nativity scene? Again, I say this as an atheist. Never been a believer. Beautiful stories, inspirational, important stories. That's why they exist. That is why they still speak to us through the ages. But just don't believe in the imaginary guy in the sky of whatever stripe. Never have. Just not in me. No offense to those who do. I get it. It's important to you. It is reality to you. Got it. But for me, if you remove God from the Christmas equation, Christ is just a radical homeless pacifist with great hair. Am I right? Here's what I'd do with my $1,000. I would print up the Beatitudes. I'd just print up the Sermon on the Mount. I would just print up the best of, like, Jesus's greatest hits. It's harder to get a rich man into the kingdom of heaven than a camel through the eye of the needle. If somebody comes at you aggressively, turn the other cheek. That's a loose paraphrase on that. But the Beatitudes are awesome. The Sermon on the Mount, that's the good Jesus, man. That's the Jesus I stand by.
You know, I'm not an atheist, but I think there is a lot to what this guy has just said. I wish we had more time to talk about it, because there are very violent passages in the Bible, and nobody wants to hear that. Who's a Bible thumper? They want to point to Islam and how violent they are. It's the same thing. Read some of this stuff. Meanwhile, it's 59 past the hour.